I'm standing in line with about a half dozen other people inside Ketchikan's Ted Ferry Civic Center. Josh Grutonk is ahead of me in the queue.
It's G-R-O-O-T-O-N-K.
And so you're here getting the vaccine. What does it mean to you to be able to have this opportunity?
It's absolutely an opportunity is the key word there. It's going to, you know, it gives us high hopes for getting through this, getting, maybe closer to herd immunity.
I move into the main area where people are getting their shots.
Yes, my name is Sally Grace, and I'm a public health nurse at Ketchikan Public Health Center.
And what does it mean to you as a public health nurse to see all these vaccines going into arms today?
Oh, it's fabulous. It gives me hope. Right. Each vaccine is another step in the right direction.
After folks get their shots, they're directed to a waiting area where they sit for about 15 minutes to make sure they're not suffering an allergic reaction. There I spot Grutonk again.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so I just wanted to check in and see how you're feeling after this shot.
I'm great, terrific, man. I'm actually, I've got that feeling of inspiration and relief knowing that we're getting vaccinated.
Did it hurt?
You know, Not at all. I'm actually one of the kind of guys that gets scared of getting needles and shots and vaccines, but all I did was looked away, and the guy was wham bam done, and you know I had to ask, "Are you all done?" while he was putting the Band-Aid on. So yeah, it's a real piece of cake, easy to do, and painless.
Jo Beth Schimmick, a theology grad student who hopes to one day be a healthcare chaplain, is also upbeat after her shot.
Oh my goodness, I have been so excited about this day for over a year. So I wish I could be helping today. I used to work with public health a year ago. I was doing contact investigations and trying to stay up to date and getting information out to our community. So I have been looking forward to this for a long time.
Since she's a former public health nurse, I ask her whether she has a message for people who are skeptical of the vaccine.
I would say for people who are hesitant, if they have concerns about the science, then they should call the local health department, call their health care provider, and find out some places they can get some reliable information to help them make an informed choice. And then I would say, you know, just on a broader scale, this getting vaccinated is, whether it's for COVID or anything else, vaccination is a gift and a privilege we can give to ourselves and our entire community so that we can get back to doing a lot of the things that we've missed out this last year.
For her, that means swing dance classes, traveling, and of course, hugs. The state's head public health nurse for Ketchikan, Teresa Ruzek, says she's pleased with the response to the community's first ever mass COVID-19 vaccination clinic. More than 400 people signed up for 600 available slots.
We've had a really good show rate. It's been going really well. The flow has been good. We're practicing social distancing. We have a lot of really wonderful volunteers that are helping us out.
Ruzek says she's excited to play her part in getting the vaccine out into the community. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.